The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
As we approach Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, we're in the middle of the sugya here of Zrika Shloibim Koimai. The Mishnah said on Chavav Amar Aleph that if you make a Zrika on the Kevesh, or you make a Zrika on blood that was supposed to be on top on the bottom, or vice versa, the halacha is, it's a Zrika Shloibim Koimai, it's a throwing of the blood in the wrong place. Now, there are four services of Avodis that are supposed to be done in the carbon: Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And Zrika obviously has to be done properly. If you do a Zrika not properly, says Shmuel, it still works, and the carbon has had a successful, accomplished Zrika throwing of the blood. However, only with regard to the fact that the carbon has to have a Zrika Saddam, it's considered that that obligation was fulfilled. With regard to the fact, however, that every time you throw the blood, the basar now becomes mutter to be eaten by Kachim Kalim, that actually Zrika Shalabim Kaima will not work for, and the basar will not be able to be eaten. And obviously there's discussion, what about carbon Pesach, which the whole idea of the carbon is to be eaten? Rav Meir Simcha and Rabbi Chanan discussed this with the Taisis and Yuma. We're not going to go into that now. But in any event, a Zrika Shalei B'mkaimai is a good Zrika for the carbon, but not to be mati the basar b'achila. Now, the Gemara introduces a different twist about Zrika Shalei B'mkaimai. Here on the Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, on the fifth line, Mar Zutra says, Zrika D'shaya basar b'achila, ma'isili de pigel. Zrika D'shaya basar b'achila, loy ma'isili de pigel. Which means that a Zrika Shalei B'mkaimai, or anything like that, that doesn't have the power to be Shaya Basar B'Achila, to bring the meat of the carbon to be able to be eaten, to have a Heter Achila, is not going to work to make pigle. What does it mean? It's not going to work to make pigle. There's a din, obviously, that if you have an improper thought when you're doing the Shechita and such, it's called a Machshavas Pigle, if it has the right ramifications and restrictions and conditions of pigle, and that only applies if you do a Zrika the Sharia Basar B'Achila. A Zrika, that albeit a Zrika Lagabi the carbon to have fulfilling the obligation of Zrika, but it's not a Zrika that works to bring the Basar to Heter Achila, will not be a Zrika on the Piggle scale. Meaning to say, there's a din of Karatzos, Kosher Kachartzos, Puzzle. Just like you need to have a sacrifice, have the four Avaydis in order to bring it to its peak of Hakravas HaKarbon. Also, in order to basically, you know, inject the pigle into the carbon, you also have to have the proper avoidance of Shechita, Kabbalah, Eloch, and Zrika to bring the carbon to its pinnacle where it can now become pigle, you know, parallel to a carbon becoming Kravas Kosher. You have to have Artzos Puzzle, Artzos Pigle, which the Gemara promptly shows the source for. If there's another problem, if there's another virus and problem in the carbon besides for pigle, then the avodis will not bring it to its full level of pigle, which obviously is a chiv kar. So if you eat it and everything, the full accomplishment of making a carbon pigle will not happen if there's another problem with the carbon besides for the pigle. Rashi elaborates, and Rashi concludes by saying, umina, and from here we learn another thing, that not only is a Zrika de Loishaya Basar B'Achila not going to be a good Zrika to solidify, to finalize the pigle and the carbon, but even if one were to do everything properly, but when he has a machshava while he's slaughtering the animal to do the Zrika as a carbon, besides for Shalei Bizmani, which is what the thought of pigle normally is, he has in mind that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a Zrika in the wrong place, like Alamala Lamato or Alakevish, like a negative side, and that Zrika I'm going to do in the wrong time. So in other words, he has really two things wrong with his thought. Number one, that he's going to do a chutz l'zmani, that's regular pigle. And number two, that he's going to do a shalei b'mkaimai. Thinking about a zrika shalei b'mkaimai to do a chutz l'zmani, says Rashi, will also be a chsarin of ein pigule garmloi, and hence it will not be pigle. So the two negatives will make a positive that it's not pigle, because besides for having a machshavas pigle proper, he also had the machshava that he's going to do this zrika shaleibim chutz l'zmanai shaleibim kaimai, and therefore umina, Rashi says in the end of the Ramasal mishipigule garmloi, it's not going to be a good machshavas pigle. This is a little bit intriguing, why Rashi decided to derive this rule as well from the din of pigule garmloi, and the Biskarov brings down from Reb Chaim here in the stencil, they bring it, that Reb Chaim said that Zrika makes pigle is not because of the fact that it's achilas mizbeach, but rather because of an avoidah. And as far as avoidah goes, it's got to be a proper avoidah. This is a famous yisay that Reb Chaim Brisker said, that machshavas pigle on Zrika is not because it's achilas mizbeach, it's because it is an avoidas azrika. So the yisoid of pigul is having machshava to do an avoida chutzazmani, as opposed to having a machshava to do an achilas mizbeach chutzazmani. It's already been noted that Rashi and Daf Testament base on the bottom line, as well as in other places, and Taisus in the beginning of Ketz Mevarach and Daflamad Eimad Aleph, maybe the third or fourth Taisus, says clearly that Zrika is called achilas mizbeach, even though I think Reb Chaim wanted to argue that it's not called achilas mizbeach. Achilas mizbeach means something that is consumed by the fire of the mizbeach, like the basar of Akhtara and stuff, and hence you don't need achilas mizbeach for Zrika. It must be a machshava on the avodah, Reb Chaim proved. However, we do find that Zrika is classified by Rashi and Tosis as achilas mizbeach. Nevertheless, Reb Chaim was of the opinion that the yisayid of pigul is a machshava to do an avodah chutz lizmanei. And there is great proof to this from the Rishayim and Chulin Daf Lamedtes that speak about if someone shechts almanas to kabbalah chutz lizmanei. Kabbalah sadam, accepting the blood in a utensil, is definitely not achilas mizbeach. And if pigul does apply over there, like all the Rishayim say over there, and the Ravid says like that also in Taras Koyin and Parshas Tzav, it's page mem in the regular old print. And if that's the case, obviously it is a great riot. Reb Chaim the Chazanish wants to deny this and say that it's a toy cipher in all the Rishayim, a great chiddush to say that, I think. And we're not going to elaborate on that. I just wanted to point out that this is where this Reb Chaim is printed in the stencils over here, having said this with regard to the Rashi. I just wanted to share with you, it's a little bit of an arichas, but just very briefly, there's a fascinating Rabbeinu Gershom in Menachas Daf Hei Amud Beis that seems to say that if Yisrael shechted a carbon with a machshavas pigel, it doesn't work. It's Hei Amud Beis Ois Chafalof B'Shem Rabbeinu Gershom, and this is a very, very big problem. In fact, many want to even change the gears in this Rabbeinu Gershom, because how could you say that if Yisrael has a machshavas pigel, it's not going to work? It's a mefurish or mishnah later on in Lamed Aleph and Beis, the beginning of the third parak, that a Yisrael could possibly machshava. To the extent that Reb Chaim Eisner discusses in Chelik Beis Simchav Tes Ois Hei, that maybe it's a toy cipher, and many others discuss this as well. That how could Rabbeinu Gershom even possibly remotely say that a Yisrael or a apostle that shechts Almanas Lizwik is Adam Chutz Lizmanai is not going to be pigled? Why, that's a Beferish Mishnah that it does work that way. And the truth of the matter is that I don't think it's a toy cipher, and I don't like to change the gears unless I have to, because if you look in Rabbeinu Gershom himself in Chulin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, perhaps he also seems to echo this, that a Yisrael that has a machshava to shech some to be zerik chutz lizmanai, it's not going to be a machshavas pigel, because he says only a kohen could shecht it and not a Yisrael. It sounds like maybe Yisrael wouldn't work like that. The question, of course, is how is that possible? The Mishnah says not like that. So again, what I wanted to share with you very briefly is that we have over here in Taisus the Ramasl Yotza that he quotes the famous Shita of Rabbi Yehuda of Machshavas Hinuach from Daflam Advav Amar Aleph later. Machshavas Hinuach means that if somebody has in mind not that he's going to be Zerik Chutz Lizmani, which is a good old pigle, but he has in mind that he's just going to leave it around. So the fact that he wants to stationarily leave around the blood and not do anything to it is not a positive machshavas pigel. It's a machshavas hinuach, which Reb Yehuda holds is also puzzle. And like the Lashon of Taisus over here, it's machshava kemaisa. Machshava kemaisa means thinking to do that as if you actually did that. Obviously, if you actually leave the blood overnight, it's going to be a lawn and it's going to become puzzle, and hence you won't have blood to be zarek for your carbon, and then your carbon will by default become puzzle. Reb Yehuda, however, holds apparently that even if you think that you're going to do that, that already might be significant enough to puzzle your carbon. Now, the term of machshava kemaisa is actually found on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph with regard to pigel also, that perhaps the technology, the mechanics of how pigel makes a carbon puzzle is that by thinking that you're going to do this thing, it's chal in the carbon as if you actually did do that thing. That is the way that pigel puzzle. However, that's not the pashut pshat. It's not, if I'm not mistaken, it's not the accepted shot and how pigel works, although the stipler does go along that route in Kilis Yaakov. However, it's not Lanias Daiti, it's not necessarily the root that Pigul normally works. However, Machshavah Kemaisa, Machshavah Sinuach of Rabbi Yehuda might actually work that way. I mention this because it's very important. The Gemara and Daflam and Vavam and Aleph brings down that if somebody has in mind Sheyechluhu Tmeyem Lamachar, actually that's Lam and Vavam and Beis, that he has in mind that this carbon will be eaten by Tmeyem tomorrow. But on the Flamet Vav and Aleph, it speaks about if someone is mechashiv sheyechluhu or sheyakrivuhu arelemu tmeim. So according to one lashon, the Gemara asks, wait a minute, this guy is shechting the carbon and he has in mind that it's going to be eaten by arelemu tmeim. Frek the Gemara, kol kemine, is it up to him? In other words, if he's going to go over to an arel and tell him to eat this carbon, the arel might say, why no? No, thank you. I'm forbidden to do that. Just like we know, because the guy's not going to listen to him. The guy, the arel of the tamei, are not going to want to commit the sin of eating a carbon, of eating a holy sacrifice when they are an arel or a tamei. So how do we know that it's going to work? Now, what's interesting is that here the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph asks Kol Kemine, and earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, when the Gemara speaks about a case where a guy has a machshava by pigul that klovim are going to eat it chutz lazmanoi, or if he has in mind, what if one kezias will be consumed by two different people, is it a good machshava's pigul or not? The Gemara wants to know if that's called splitting the kezias or not. Obviously, a machshava of achila chutz lazmanoi is only with a kezias, and achila pachas me kezias, and the Gemara wants to know, what about and the question is that with regard to chishev sheyechlu tmeim, the Gemara asked on the flamet vav amar aleph kol kaminei, whereas on the flamet aleph amar aleph it didn't seem to be a problem. What is the difference? So many achrayim want to suggest that the difference is like we insinuated before. I believe the Zevach Taida speaks about this in the end of the third parak, and the Mikdash David and Simul Lamed Gimel and many others, that there's a fundamental difference between Machshavas Yinuach of Rabbi Yehuda and Machshavas Pigel. And that is because Machshavas Pigel has to do with the fact that he's having a Machshava Psula during the Avodah. The Machshava itself is enough to contaminate. Whereas Machshavas Yinuach, the mechanics of Machshavas Yinuach is more in the Machshava Kamaisa status, like Taisus says over here, and therefore only if it's a Machshava that he can actually carry out will it be a problem. But a Machshava that he can't carry out, since it's a little far-fetched, maybe he won't find somebody to do that. Maybe by Pigel, if you have Machshava Sheikhlu Tmeim, even if you won't necessarily be able to actually attain a Tomate that would agree with you to be Zarek Chutz Lizmanai, but the fact that you thought that you're going to do that and you're planning on doing that, that itself is a machshava piselus for pigel. But for machshava kemais of Rabbi Yehuda, which is just machshava sinuach, that maybe actually needs a real machshava where you actually could do it. And something that's not piyadeh that you're not able to do, I think the Moray Mesada also says this far, and the Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, and the Flamed Vav, maybe even the Briskerov, that something that you're not able to actually do would not suffice for machshava kemais of machshava sinuach, although it would work for machshavas pigel. Now, very important, there's a shita mekubetzes on daf lamed aleph amud aleph ois vav that seems to ask this question, and he brings three terutzim from Rabbeinu Peretz and others, and it sounds like very important that there's a machloikis about if pigel itself also needs a din of biyada, something that he could be able to do, and the kol kaminei might even be a problem by pigel. Not necessarily would that lead us to say that pigel also is about machshava kemaisa. Maybe not. Maybe if it's something that you cannot practically do, you have a thought which is not practical. I think that I'm going to have an oral bizarikit, but meanwhile, I can't necessarily get him to do it. So then it's not biyada. Maybe the pshat is that the machshava is not a machshava, like Rashi's loshen. Ein machshavta machshava. Now again, this is a very big topic, and I can't go into the whole thing right now, but what this is relevant to us is as follows. We spoke about the fact that pigel has to have pigule garamloi. And if it's not pigule garamloi, there's gonna be other problems, then it's not gonna work. Now, we said that if a guy thinks that he's gonna have a tummy or an oral bizarik, not necessarily will he find the guy. But wait a minute. If we're talking about shechita with a bad machshava, a kosher, a tummy or an oral can do a shechita themselves. So if a guy is a shechit and he's an oral or a tamei and he's a ladder shecht, right? So hence, it's not necessarily going to be a chesaron in the machshavas pigel when he thinks sheyechlu tmeim and sheyechlu sheyizriku tmeim, because maybe he himself is a tamei, maybe he himself is an aral, and he could have a machshava without the problem that who says he's going to find someone to agree with him, because he himself could be the one that's going to do the zrika. The problem, however, is that if you have a din of pigulim garam lo yotzazu, she'im pigulim garam lo yaldavar acha garam lo, and Rashi says that even if the machshava is a machshava of such that will have a problem in the actual zrika chutz lizmanai, besides for the chutz lizmanai aspect, for example, a zrika of an oral or a tamei, even if it's you yourself, the shoichet, that's going to go and do the zrika, you're not allowed to. Even if you're a kayin, you're not allowed to, because you're an oral or a tamei. So even if you were able to override the problem of miyemar, of kol kiminei, that where you're going to find a guy to do such a zrika, and therefore it's not biyada, guess what, I can do it myself. Yeah, but if you do it yourself, then it's not pigulei garamlei, it's going to be davar acha garamlei, it's going to be azrikas aral or azrikas tamei, besides for being azrikas chutz lizmanei, then maybe it would in any way be pigul. And hence, even if you tell me that you do need biyada by pigul, you still would not be able to do pigul with a das to do it yourself, which is biyada. So therefore, maybe technically speaking, a Yisrael would not be able to make a pigul of pigulei of sheyechlu tmeim and sheyizriku tmeim, because mi yemer, and an oral and a tamei, even if he himself, he won't be able to get another one, and maybe he himself also would not be a good machshavas pigul like we said before, because he's an oral and a tamei. Yes, he could circumcise himself in the middle, but there's a lot more to discuss. I just wanted to mention this avenue of thought, which might work to answer that great famous Rabbeinu Gershom. And of course, let's not deny the fact that the Mishnah does say that someone who's pasul, that has a machshava, it is pasul. The question just is, how do we align and correspond the difference between the Mishnah and the Rabbeinu Gershom?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.